Okay. Oh my god, that's so loud. Okay. Your mic should be on.
I don't hear you in here.
It's okay. I hear myself. Okay. Hello, and I can tell because it's on that screen. The levels are going up. Hi. Oh my gosh, this mic is so loud. This is Chloe. Welcome. I wasn't here last week because I didn't want to get out of bed. But I'm here, and it's a very special episode of Ptolemy Tunes because I'm here with my parents. Say hi.
Hi, WMFO listening audience.
Hello.
It's very awesome. We have a very special show planned. We're going to be playing songs. Basically, each of us chose songs from that represented college. Obviously, I'm still in college, but I chose like freshman year of college. And then songs from when I was a kid. And then songs that we're listening to now. And then we'll tell stories, and it'll just be awesome and amazing. But first, I must say that this is Chloe, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And do you guys want to say anything before we get started?
Let's just get started.
Okay.
Let's go.
The first song is going to be Big Time by Peter Gabriel, and I hope you enjoy.
Hi there. I'm on my way, I'm making it. I've got to make it show, yeah. So much larger than life. I'm gonna watch it growing. Oh, a stain on my nose.
get on your knees in the fire. You can leave it all in your mind. It is all in your mind. It is.
Okay, so that was Big Time by Peter Gabriel, Black Coffee in Bed by Squeeze, and then Open Season by Hi Highs. And that was my song. So, Mom, do you want to go first? Say a little something about Peter Gabriel.
Yeah, Big Time was a huge song my senior year at Tufts. And I remember we did a skit to it for like the senior play, and also danced at a lot of senior year parties to Big Time. It's also a great music video for those of you that remember music videos.
Music videos are still a thing. They're still big, I think. Dad? Squeeze?
Yeah, so I, as you know, I struggled over what to pick for my song, and I chose Squeeze and Black Coffee in Bed because I thought it was a good representation of a lot of the music I was listening to, that was both sort of music I listened to by myself and also like party music as well that we would play at parties. And a lot of that was Squeeze and Elvis Costello, who actually used to write for and perform. They used to write for each other, so there was a big overlap there. And Black Coffee in Bed actually came out, I think, like my sophomore year. So we'd been listening to a lot of Squeeze, and when that came out, that we added that. So I thought it was a good mix of that. I was otherwise listening to like a ton of classic rock from my older brother and sister, and like, you know, I was James Taylor and Van Morrison were probably every other song. But I thought this really represented something that was more uniquely the college experience. And it was nice hearing it again also.
I enjoyed both songs. My song, I found it when I was watching Pitch Perfect, actually, but it's one of the rare songs in Pitch Perfect that they don't sing. It's like one of the few songs that just goes on in the background when Becca goes on spring break. And she's like depressed because she like lost all her friends and she yelled at everyone. And it's just a really good song. I like it a lot. It reminds me a lot of, it came out in 2013, so I guess I kind of misunderstood the prompt because it's not like a song that came out during college or that like, I don't know, was from that when I was in freshman year. But I listened to it so much, especially in the winter when it was getting dark, because it was just like, it's kind of like dreary and you're just like walking and feeling emo and you're like, it's dark. And that was good.
There's no misunderstanding the prompt. It's just the three of us, so there's no mistakes.
I failed the
show. No.
Wait, okay, I don't mean to make you feel old, but how did you listen to music at parties? Like, what was the situation?
Cassette tapes.
Yeah.
A speaker?
Yeah, tapes.
I actually went back and looked at my mixtapes, which I still have. I have a box of my like college mixtapes, and that was the... You would make a mixtape for a party and pop it in.
Boom boxes. Mm. You know that boom box that we have in what was your brother's room but is now like the gym?
Yeah. Oh,
I think that one goes back a lot of years. And it has a cassette player in it.
We used to listen to cassettes. I had the cassette for Piano Man. I think I used to have that in my room, that cassette player.
Yeah.
And I would play it, but then it was just like...
It got very slow, it's true.
Yeah. It was very warped. It was a very interesting rendition of Piano
And
Man.
It's hard to tell now when I play those cassettes whether they're just obsolete, whether they're useless, or whether just the players are all broken now.
So after LPs and 45s, between that and cassettes were 8-track tapes, which were very large.
I think I saw some in the hallway here.
Yeah.
We probably have some.
But cassettes were a revelation because you could take music with you. And that, and we had Walkmans.
Yeah, especially when the Walkman came
out. I had the bright yellow one.
Okay, let's move on. We're moving into the section kind of about me.
It was definitely about you.
And these are songs that you guys listened to when I was a kid, a young child, and a song that I remember listening to. So we'll start with You Make Me Feel Like Natural Woman by Carole King, which is not an artist, which is an artist I play all the time on my show, so not unfamiliar to the radio, but let's listen.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel uninspired. And when I knew I'd have to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. So unkind, your love was the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause you make me feel like a natural woman. Soul was in the lost and found. You came along to claim it. I didn't know just what was wrong with me till your kiss helped me.
Soldiers in the Nixon car, we're finally
know your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can be readily searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled the defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone screens to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Frontier Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Good job!
Well, that's one special for me.
Do you want to say why?
Because I work for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and I did a good job actually not updating the PSA as I was reading it. So.
Yeah, I don't know if that how that what that works.
But we have lots of information about your rights to protecting yourself during protests on our website at vff.org, and about securing your devices, your communications, especially important right now.
And that's all we'll say about that. Okay, Mom, do you want to start with Carole King?
Yeah. So I feel like a teeny tiny bit responsible for Chloe having a radio show on WMFO when she was, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8. And I started her on a journey of kind of the history of women in rock and roll. And Carole King is such an important part of that story because she's, in addition to performing, she was a prolific songwriter and wrote songs for like so many artists at that time. In fact, I didn't realize until I was just reading while the song was playing that that song she wrote for Aretha Franklin, who recorded it in 1967, and then Carole King recorded it in 1971, and that was the version we heard on her Tapestry album. Still one of the
best albums ever.
One of the best albums and one of the highest grossing sales album of all time.
True. Dad?
Yeah, so
Sorry, that was Ohio by Neil Young. Introduce it.
I chose Ohio by Neil Young. So when Chloe and her brother were young, we were very much committed to making sure that they would be, very naively committed to making sure they'd be classic rock aficionados, and we listened to a lot of classic rock and a lot of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and Neil Young, and in my car a lot of Jethro Tull and Tom Petty, and we thought we really had them. We thought they really liked all that music, and so I wanted to pick one of those songs, and there were a few to choose from, but I chose Ohio. First of all, it's a really timely song because it's written about the Ohio National Guard shooting 4 Kent State students during anti-Vietnam War protests. So I thought it had some resonance now to
current events.
Yes, to current events and National Guard and protests and stuff like that. But also there's a story behind it is that one time we went to pick Chloe up from preschool, and her preschool teacher was very concerned and came over to us and said, today Chloe was singing this song about dead people in Ohio, and I was really concerned. And so we said, "Oh, Alma, it's just she's just singing Neil. You're just singing, you know, CSNY's Ohio." And of course, this young preschool teacher had no idea what the song was at all. But when I came time to pick one, that was another reason why it stood out for this show.
She also didn't know about the Kent State.
Yes,
and then we said and. You know, this was a while ago, but somewhat suggests how we ended up in the place we're in right now. People don't learn the
history. But still now, today, when people are like, May the 4th is Star Wars Day, I'm like, it's not Star Wars Day. May the 4th is Kent State Day.
Great. What a great holiday. I picked, well, that's funny because that must have been really scary. I guess I'm just reminded because I watched a really scary movie last night about a really creepy kid. Well, I won't spoil too much. She wasn't the whole focus of it, but she was really scary. So I guess I feel bad for that teacher because that probably was freaky. And kids can be scary because they just say things. And then you're just like, what is happening? I chose Suffragette City by David Bowie. I feel like we listened to so much David Bowie when I was a kid, especially Major Tom. Is that what it's called? Major Tom. This one specifically because my middle name is Yael, but then my parents wanted everyone to call me, well, they didn't want, but they had the option of everyone calling me CJ, and then I guess that transmuted into Chloe Jett. I don't know how
we called you Chloe Jane, that became Chloe Jett, and that became Chloe Jett City.
Right. Obviously the obvious progression there to Suffragette City. So
for those of you that don't know this yet, when you're home with small children, your brain starts to melt a little bit. You come up with lots of silly ways to entertain them. So that was that.
So we listened to it a lot.
We used to play it and dance around the dining room.
Yeah.
As a family, yeah.
And now our oldest son is humiliated.
Well, he doesn't listen to any of this music. You guys got me a little bit more with the rock.
Well, we lost you. It was the school bus that you took to your after-school program where they would start playing pop music on the bus ride.
That
was completely when we lost both of you. Yeah, and that's when you started listening to your own music.
I thought it was Joey.
Yeah.
It could have been
babysitter.
Could have been Joey. Could have been the bus. Yeah, they probably played like 99.7.
Yeah, they played all the pop stations.
So, yeah, that bus was very formative for me. Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess we'll keep going. And so these are our current songs. And the first one is Dragon by Hannah Cohen.
Thank you. We wandered lost beneath the lights. I felt small under the galaxies. It was one of those familiar nights. I felt big with you next to me. Oh my, I think that I am falling. 'Cause you are gold, you are all I see. You are arum scarce and meant for kings. There's something I need to say, but I feel too afraid. 'Cause when it's real, there's a risk, a chance that I'm nervous to take. Oh my, I think that I have fallen. 'Cause you are gold. You are all I see. You are arum scarce and meant for kings. You are gold. You are gold.
Okay, that was Dragon by Hannah Cohen, You Are Gold by the National Parks, and It All Comes Back by Fruit Bats. I guess I'll just start this time. I really didn't know what to pick because I play a ton of the music that I'm listening to now. Well, that was the theme, music that we're listening to now. I play it on the radio all the time, and I really hate to repeat songs, even though, like, no one probably notices or cares. And I'll be adding songs to the playlist, and I'm like, no, I played that 2 years ago. I can't play that now. But I really do like that song, and I did play it, I think, a few weeks ago, but it's really good. It's a good fall song. I really like Fruit Bats. I've loved their song Shane for a really long time, for like at least like 3 or 4 years. And then this album from 2023 is really good. It's called A River Running to Your Heart. And I just really like the guitar plucking, and the, it just kind of feels like you're like going down a river. Like, it's very just like, I don't know, it just takes you on a journey, and I really like it. So that's my song. Mom?
So my song was Dragon by Hannah Cohen, who is born and bred in San Francisco, our hometown. And I saw her perform live recently at the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival, which is an annual free 3-day music festival in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park, and really enjoyed her. And I like the fact that she says Dragon and a lot of her other music was inspired by Sly Stone of Sly and the Family Stone, which was a great funk band back in the day.
Cool. Dad?
Yeah, so I chose the national parks. Also, I decided to interpret this prompt as things I've discovered recently. So instead of like picking Avett Brothers song, which I listen to a ton, I picked National Parks, which I heard for the first time at a different summer outdoor music festival at Bottle Rock in Napa, and heard the band, and I really liked them. I actually felt like they were going to grow into a band like the Avett Brothers, that sort of a roots rocky type band. And that song in particular picked just because it seemed very Tuolumne Tunesy to me.
Thank you. Yeah, I like them all. We have about 7 minutes left. So what I'm going to do is we're going to play one more song, and then we'll chat for just a bit, and then she'll be over, and that's crazy. But I'm going to play a song by Sunset Red, which is the band that performed at my mom and dad's wedding, which is pretty crazy, in 1996, which I knew. This is called What in the World, and hope you enjoy. Okay, that was What in the World by Sunset Red. Shout out to the 181 monthly listeners that are still going strong after they broke up over whatever 30 years ago. Do you want to quickly tell the story of how you found them?
Yeah, no, we wanted to have like a bar band play at our wedding, and so we went to bars listening to music, and we found them and really liked them at a bar in San Francisco, and we went up and told them we were having a party, and they agreed to play our party. We didn't tell them it was our wedding until 2 weeks before the wedding, because we were so afraid they would back out if they knew it was a wedding. And so, so they played at our wedding. And it
I think they sold like 7 CDs at our wedding.
Well, it was a good gig for them.
They made some cash, and they got paid. We put them up for a night. It was a good gig for them.
They got to come down from Chico. They were based in, they were a Chico State University band and based up in Chico, and they got to hang out wine country for a weekend.
If you're in a Tufts band, start playing at bars, because you never know.
You never
who's
know.
Who's scouting. You never know. Okay, that was our show. I had a lot of fun. I hope everyone who is listening enjoyed. Did you guys have fun?
I had a ton of fun.
Awesome.
Okay, this is Chloe, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I'll hopefully be back next week, probably. Well, it'll be Halloween, so we'll see. But hopefully I'll be back playing more music. And yeah, thanks so much for listening. You guys just keep talking, and I'm going to switch. Actually, yeah, just keep talking, and music will come back on and cut you off eventually. But just keep going while I switch it back to the other studio.
Okay.
You want us to keep talking?
Yeah, so we'll keep talking. I'm sure that we'll...
What was the song? We didn't get through all our song lists. What do you have that didn't get played?
My additional song was a Lord Huron song. I'm very into Lord Huron at the moment, because they have this very ethereal sound that just, when I close my eyes, it makes me think of like fog.
My sandpaper sign engraves a line into the rust of your tongue. Girl, I could have been someone to you. Would have painted the skies blue, baby.